A recent commercial for a Charlotte-based real estate company draws a comparison between a national housing forecast and that of a national weather forecast.
It's 10 degrees and snowing everywhere.
Hi, I'm Gary Scott with Allen Tate Realtors. A national weather forecast doesn't make any sense, and neither does national news about the real estate market.
It hasn't made sense because as many other markets heated up and then saw their housing bubbles burst, Charlotte's market remains steady and strong. But real estate experts say starting late last summer, evidence of the downturn began showing up in the Charlotte region. Recent figures show fewer closings and slightly declining home values. A big reason why, experts say, is this. People who want to move to Charlotte and buy a home here can't sell their homes in the places they're leaving.
How do you spell frustration? They're getting stressed. They're very anxious, depressed.
Denise Richards works as a relocation specialist for Lake Norman-based Century 21 Hecht Realty. She and her husband moved from Massachusetts 4 years ago when markets were hot seemingly everywhere. Their move, Richards says, was very different than what many of her clients are experiencing today.
Oh, it was fabulous. The market in the Northeast was still very strong. We made a considerable profit on our home. It was very, very easy.
Two of Richard's current clients are Dwayne and Andrea Hayes. They lived in Dayton, Ohio, but wanted to leave after Andrea's employer declared bankruptcy. She got a job in Huntersville, and full of optimism, the couple moved in January. Before they left, they put their 40-year-old home on the market for $97,000. A few weeks ago, it was still on the market for $92,000.
There was a home similar to ours that was selling for $88,000, so that was very concerning to me because, you know, that was less than what we had paid for the home just 9 years ago.
The couple has received an offer, but it was from someone whose credit required a sizable down payment, and high supply and low demand in Dayton means that home buyers, even those with spotty credit, have the upper hand.
They're asking us basically to pay their down payment because they don't have the funds to do it. And if we want to sell our home, that's what we're going to have to do, or we wait another month or 6 months maybe for someone that is maybe a little better credit worthy, that it can afford the home and do all the things they need to.
Meanwhile, the couple admits the situation in Ohio is keeping them from fully enjoying their new life in Charlotte. The 40-somethings are adapting to their apartment, but they miss having their own backyard. Dwayne works maintenance at a Huntersville hospital, but earns about 20% less than he did as a teacher's assistant and basketball coach back in Ohio. One thing the couple was looking forward to was house shopping, but Andrea says even that got frustrating.
We found a couple homes that we really loved, and definitely, you know, if we were freed up from where we were, would have loved to have made an offer on. But since we weren't able to, and of course those homes sold.
Richards, the relocation specialist, has many clients who would like to move to the Charlotte region, but she says because of the numerous obstacles they're facing in other cities, many are simply pulling their homes off the market and staying put. She estimates a number of her clients who actually end up moving to Charlotte is down by nearly a third compared to the last few years. Despite the challenges they're facing, Dwayne Hayes and his wife Andrea say they still made the right choice. But to anyone else thinking of putting themselves in a similar position, Dwayne has some advice.
You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared for the downfall, the good and the bad. You know, a lot of times you get upset because your ideas don't work out the way you thought they would. But I believe if you work together and you struggle together, it'll be okay.
Hayes and his wife are hoping to close on the sale of their Ohio home by the end of the month, but they may have to wait another full year before buying here in the Charlotte area so they can replenish their down payment money that they're giving up in order to sell their house. During that time, another home in the Charlotte area will go unsold. The bad news, experts say, is that decreased demand and increased supply could continue taking home values down further. But they say the good news is that any downturn in Charlotte is likely to be mild and short-lived compared to the problems being felt in many other cities. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.